the fact that he was dressed, and I said, oh, and then I'll look around. I'll think to myself, gee, I'd like to go somewhere. Oh, but, then I'll look around and I'll see that the boys, that Mark is dressed. And that'll be easier to go somewhere. And Mark said, and brushing his hair. He was speaking about himself, but because I was speaking about Mark, I was saying, and Mark is dressed in the presence of Mark, and I was saying it to Mark, then Mark also continued the conversation or the statement in the third person.
I was putting some sugar in Mark and Ross's bowl. It was March 22nd, and put a lot in Ross's and said, that's enough to cause a whirlwind. Whirlwind or whirlwind? How do you say what is it? World? How do you say that?
The wind. A whirlwind.
A whirlwind. Is that a wind that goes all around the world?
Yeah.
And what's the right way to say it?
Okay, so.
A whirlwind. Whirl, like a whirl, a pinwheel. Mm-hmm. Not the whirlwind, so a whirlwind.
Yeah.
The whirls around. It doesn't mean for the whole world.
But it's just like tornadoes.
Yeah, it's just a big, powerful wind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hurricanes, tornadoes.
Cyclones.
Right. It'll be shredded wheat when they're dead meat.
Shredded wheat.
Shredded. Yeah, I know.
Wheat.
That.
Shredded wheat. Get it shredded.
That whole idea. Where are you going, Mark? I think I'll read.
I think I'll play.
No, I'll go to sleep.
Yeah, I'll play.
Go lie down for a little bit or take that. You can do a little reading.
But you can go get that open.
Your mom can check.
What?
I do a mom can check. Asked Mark, why do people have children? Mark, he said, because the world will go forever. If people don't have children, there won't be a world anymore.
Your grandparents, your parents have been born, so your children have been born.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we've got plenty of people in this world. We're not short on people.
I know.
Why don't a few people just decide to forget it? Those kids are too much problems.
They do.
Some people do, don't they? Some smart people do. Some smart people do.
Some dumb people.
Smart people.
Dumb.
But you don't get rid of us.
I don't.
Right. Because you're smart.
Because I'm a softy.
Soft in the head.
Finish your handle, right?
I think so.
It's all right. No fun.
Not by what I can see. Is it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Is it registered?
Mm-hmm. Because no one's yelling.
Does anyone want that last hamburger? Hey, Rossi? Could you come back, please? Ooh, you're cheating. Could you come back to the table, please?
Right now, Rossi.
He took that thing off and was reading the other one. Come on, you. He left the table in the middle of the engine.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk to him.
I wanted to ask him if he wanted that half the hamburger.
I'm worried about that. Okay. I'm serious.
Gee, thanks, Mark.
Just fix the behavioral back and we'll get
Yeah, I'm going to ask a question to Does Ross want that or not?
Probably.
He wants?
No.
Here's a hamburger. There's a hamburger here. No. Mommy and Ross are
going to
split this.
I'm going to eat Mark some buns.
No, Mark's going to eat. You and Ross split that.
Mm.
Yes.
Mark, give me that bun.
You and Mom split that. Yes.
What?
Why? Did you want all of it?
No. Oh. I didn't want any of it.
A little bit of that cake bun.
Well, gee, Ross, wouldn't you like half?
Is Mark eating some?
Okay. No.
Well, he ate his burger, but he didn't eat the,
And I don't want my burger.
Your
burger.
Burger.
Be good.
This is dessert for people that are good, right? Jello?
Yes.
What's dessert for people that are good?
Jello.
Jello.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to taste it, Mark?
Mm.
Yes. Only taste.
You think you like it, you're not sure, right?
What?
I wonder if... What's the guy's name? Len, who does some prairie home campaign?
Yes.
Garrison Keeler, right? You don't like it, huh? Okay.
Well, I like the rest that you make.
Thank you, sweetheart. Not very much. Anyway, I don't think he ever grew up.
Hmm.
Well. You missed by on radio.
Yeah,
I can tell. Hey, Rob! There's your milk. I know you, but...
Would you care for some milk?
No, no. Give me a drop of milk, please.
But you have quite a drop there.
Well, he shut down my drop.
I'm sure you'll... I mean, if you can drink the rest of those drops, I'll give you another drop.
Okay.
Yeah, if you finish up that little...
Mark said, but Mom, it might be library tomorrow, but we won't finish it, or we might not finish it. He's talking about the library book, which he's supposed to get, he's supposed to read in time to have finished in order to take back to the library.
Mark is telling us all.
I'm going to give my kids
this. This is March 25th.
Aww.
It's hot.
I don't want it. It's
cool. Could you taste it after it cools down? But it's a little hot right now.
It's going to be good weather for Easter.
Who says?
Based on me.
It's going to be 50-something on Thursday. Mm-hmm. 55.
Can we have an Easter party?
Looks like it.
Why? Lynn committed to?
Lynn told me not to.
Oh. So yeah. That way
you. Well, this morning I really didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I just sat around and I mean, I actually didn't sit around and think about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he made an excuse. He has to be excused for a moment.
Okay. Come back when you're finished, Mark.
Okay. I'm going to try because I might turn the tape off because it's dumb.
Me to the Soviet Union and said, well, those guys, president and our president, like to camp together and they like to go out to eat together. I suspect he's talking about Camp David. And other things such as that. But anyway, he says the Russians don't want to fight with us because they'll blow the world up if they do.
Going to be a woolly mammoth. I mean, one of those elephants that was back in the dinosaur days. It's a woolly mammoth. And now he said, I want you, Dad, guess what? Did you know that some of those little dinosaurs could defeat themselves? I think he meant protect them. Do you mean they could protect themselves?
Yeah. Okay. They were relatives.
How did they do that?
Well, some of them had lots of horns.
Lots of horns,
So one of the six guys had stabs on the back.
Yeah.
Spikes on the back.
Yeah, stabs on their back.
And a club on the end.
Of the tail.
Yeah.
You mean Stegosaurus?
Yeah. And another one had two horns and a horn on his nose.
Wow.
But the other one had two horns.
Mm-hmm.
Had two horns.
Wow.
Are
you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I'm going to be late. Yes, I am. No, I'll be the spike.
And after this, straight to bed, right?
Yes, sir.
Go. Okay, now I'm going to be a woolly mammoth. I'm going to stab you with my... now you try to bite me. Okay, now you're going to be...
Dad, you know what?
Now you can be Peter Rabbit.
You know what?
You're Peter Rabbit.
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest stars of the meat eaters.
How come? He's the king. He's the king, right?
Yeah. That's why he's the biggest star.
King of the dinosaurs, right?
Yeah. Every single one is
the
king.
Right. Okay, go.
I had a story about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And there's King Kong against...
King Kong Bundy?
No, King Kong.
Oh, regular King Kong.
Furry, fuzzy King Kong.
Yeah.
Giant, furry, fuzzy King Kong.
Yeah.
Well, King Kong was against Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
And they were fighting.
Yeah.
And after a couple of days, this guy said, hey, I'm getting tired of this fight, to see who was the king.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, he told him if this is false or true, and he didn't know it, so he couldn't be a king. King, so he had to be something else.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It was about, and that in the end, the guy said, the guy who told them about the false thing. Mm-hmm. Says, is this true or false?
And which one was it?
Well, he didn't. He said, is it true or false? And every single kid that was in that class that was watching it said, false.
And which one was it?
False.
They all knew.
Yeah.
The Tyrannosaurus and the King Kong didn't really do that. If King Kong didn't live in the day of Tyrannosaurus, did he?
No.
Who's your favorite monster in the whole world? If you could have just one monster.
Who would be the best?
Who would be your favorite horrible, creepy monster in the whole world?
The one with the spikes. You would defend my enemies.
Stegosaurus?
Yeah.
Okay, now Fair fun fight.
Wait.
You're okay. You're not hurting me too much. Okay. You gotta be able to get me down.
I know that.
I'm gonna fight back. Fight back in the wild. No. you. And I'm going to ruin you with a crap.
I don't know what Ross is telling me, but he said on my so-called, your so-called, but that's mine, it all connects. Now he's telling me something about Mindy. Now what is it?
I think Roxy.
Okay, there's Roxy and there's Mindy.
The guy that just got to med school.
Ross, you were going to say something about Mindy. What was it? Let me tell you, there's Mindy, and she has a husband.
Kurt.
And Roxy has a boyfriend named?
Rick.
Is anyone else you want to get straight?
Yeah,
Rick has a father who's a doctor.
But it used to be Beth wasn't involved with Mindy, but that,
Beth? Was involved with Mindy?
Yeah. Now,
in what way?
With, what's his name?
Beth is a girl, Mindy's a girl.
I know.
Okay,
I mean, in the same story. In the same view, yeah. And what's the other guy's name? Samson?
No.
Jackson. Starts and goes to that, doctor place. With
what's the connection?
Rick and his father. His father works in the thing.
In the what? And hospital?
In the hospital, and Rick works in the hospital. Rick and Roxy. But Roxy is in with this deal with Samson. And then he's with Beth and...
You mean all the characters?
Yeah.
All the people? One connects to the other?
Yeah. Mommy, you want to change for this is 10 cents?
Maybe. And that's it, Ross?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll kill the good germs and the bad germs, but if it's too strong a medicine, it'll kill the whole body. You don't want that.
Is this all dirty?
Yeah. That's why I wouldn't have wanted it on the table, but I wanted... sort of wanted to go down there and do a little hand wash. That's why I was doing it there. Remind me, you do that if you want to.
Mommy.
Did you understand?
Like I said, I used to not be able to pick up this. I said, you used to not be able to. He said, maybe it's because I got stronger and bigger. He was talking about picking up the milk. Mark, come on, talk with me. Come on, talk with me, Mark. Marky? Yeah, show me.
Wow.
Very good. Oh, did you find the cards?
No, those are different.
Well, those are good. Old maids.
But these are those two. Old maids.
You can play with those too for the same.
Where are the cards?
Oh, you can't play with those actually.
Where are the cards?
I don't know what happened to them. In your class when they're talking, do they say keeped or tapped?
Tapped.
They do? Does anybody say keeped?
Yeah,
a couple of kids there. Why do they say that?
I don't know.
Do they know it's wrong?
I don't know.
Some of them might not know it's wrong, huh? Why do they keep doing it, Mark? Why do they keep saying it? I know one kid. He keeps doing it all day. Mark, I know one kid who keeps saying it all day. Who is that? Yeah, did you keep doing it?
No.
You keep doing it all day? Which way? Did you keep doing it all day?
Say I.
How about keep it?
Say I.
How about keep it?
I keep it.
Kept
doing it all day.
Kept? Kept or
keep
it?
I kept doing it all day.
Ah.
One little boy had a cat. Did he keep the cat in the cage, or did he kept that cat? He kept that cat in the cage. He keep the cat in the cage, or he kept the cat in the cage?
Kept.
He kept the cat in the cage. Very good. Let me try another one. You think you always get them right?
Oh, ask Marky. Have Daddy ask you a word, and then you say back, I... He'll say, did you keep the cat? And you say, I kept the cat. Okay? But he'll ask you a different sentence. Okay? Did you run away? I ran away. Okay? Okay, Daddy, ask him a question.
Did you run away?
I ran away.
Did you keep the cat?
I kept the cat.
Did you bring the dishes?
I bring the dishes.
Did you bring the cheese?
I bring cheese.
Did you bring me some food?
I bring me decent food.
Decent food. Did you eat the food?
I ate food.
Did you think about it?
I thought about it.
Did you sing a nice song?
I sang a nice song.
Did you find the cat?
I found the cat.
Did you, were you a good boy? I'm sorry, are you a good boy?
I was a good boy.
Good. Did you have a kitty?
I have a kitty.
No, did you have a kitty?
What?
Did you have a kitty?
I had a kitten.
Good. Did you wear a ring?
I wore a ring.
Did you hit the ball?
I
Say yes, I hit the ball.
Yes, I hit the ball.
Did you put it in the fridge? Put it in the refrigerator?
I put it in the refrigerator.
Yes, I put it in the refrigerator. Did you bring the ice cubes?
Yes, I brought the ice cubes.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you seek any? Thing more? Okay, did you catch anything? Did you catch anything?
I got something.
Okay. Well, you only made one mistake in the whole game. What do you think it was? Which one do you think it was?
The last.
No.
Well, you made it a whole bunch of times. One
day, I'm sorry, did you make me an egg? I don't have to. I don't need it. Skip it. Oh.
Mark, you gotta
try one more time about bring.
Bring.
See if you can say a nicer way of saying bring. Nicer than Brian, because Brian is not right.
Brung?
Brung is pretty bad, too. No, Ross, keep out of it. I know you know the answer.
Brung.
What's a nicer way of saying bring? I say, did you bring it? Did you bring me this
did
salt
you
pepper?
Think good thoughts? Did you think good thoughts?
There's got to be a better way of saying
okay.
Why.
Say that one.
What?
Did you think good thoughts?
Yes.
Tell me that.
I thought good thoughts.
Did you bring good thoughts?
I thought I bring good thoughts.
How about brought?
Brought
good thoughts.
Which one is better, bring or brought?
Brought.
How come you didn't think of it?
Because brain sounded so good.
Did you think brain sounded really
sounded
good?
Sounded like sing, sang, bringing brain.
How many kids really say brain in your school?
Oh, no.
How many kids say brain? I bring it. Lots? Or do lots say, I brought it? Would they say, Santa Claus bring me a doggy? Or would they say, Santa Claus brought me a doggy?
Santa Claus brought me a dog.
Very good.
You know, Santa Claus is going to play with me.
There used to be in the clubs. Teachers correcting things like that, they don't do anymore.
Mrs. Santa Claus is going to play with me.
Rossi, do they say brang at school?
No, they used to say.
Are you going to shuffle them? And he said, no, I'm not going to shovel them.
Maybe he thinks
he's shoveling. Shuffling cards, you know.
Gonna shuffle.
What do you do with the cards, Mark? What do you do with them? Not on the food. Shuffle them. Okay, come on, Mark. Let's go play. Let's go do our reading and our games. We're gonna read and games.
We're gonna have concentration games.
But you know how important this is. You know how important this is. I'm just meaning that I'm not doing it, is all I'm saying. Okay, come on, Mark.
And, Dad, don't encourage us. I mean, me. No, don't encourage us, me. And I was telling him that it was hard for us to eat at his little table that he had set up because we're kind of big. It's hard for us to lean over. Big people have a hard time leaning over. Why do you mean I shouldn't encourage you?
I mean, it makes me think that my food's bad.
You mean don't discourage you?
Yeah.
Ross, your food is very good. No, your food is very good.
Dad, is this like... Yeah, that's...
Do we need that? We don't need it. Yeah. We're fine. We don't need it.
Actually, I set up the whole thing. Yeah.
Who wants a little bit of salad?
You can cut your own cake if you want.
Okay, what about your cake?
You can cut your own cake.
Are you going to have cake with chocolate on it?
Yeah.
Okay, then you want me to serve it later, after dessert?
Yeah.
You should have a little bit more food, Russ.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friend, there's hot ham there.
Yeah. Cool. Ross only ate one piece of bread.
And some ham.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did give him some ham.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, but I need more.
You need more?
Mm-hmm.
What are you eating?
This, peanut butter with jelly, and, I drank some milk, and I mean, Raisin Bran, too.
Mm-hmm. Raisin Bran?
And he's not.
What? You're not supposed to eat the table. We get the table.
You're not excused.
Okay, the table.
Yeah, but you're supposed to join us.
You're not excused.
You're not excused for table and move on.
Whichever table it is, this time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you table you can't say.
Actually, maybe we should get up here every day.
What?
That's a lovely idea. I thought maybe if I put it over there, I wouldn't hit it with my knife.
Should we up here all the time? You know what we can have? We could have Skeletor soup, He-Man hamburgers, right? You could have all your toys come out and make the food for us.
Here's the Cumberland sauce for the ham.
Cumbersome sauce.
Dad.
They have some cumbersome sauce.
Dad, you give us a lunch.
Trick.
No, I didn't. I gave the allowance, but I owe you a few more dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You need to owe us.
Four more.
Three. Yeah, four.
Four.
Yeah, four.
Four.
Yeah.
Here.
What are you going to do with all that money? Lunch? You need lunch?
Oh, no! I've already got lunch money. But no. You're still owe us it.
Maybe he'll save for a swatch knife.
Well, we went through that swatch knife. We went to the place, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So where the so-called swatch knife was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't any such place.
Well,
right, Ross?
Today we went to Horns.
Yeah.
And we found the Swatch knife.
Oh, it was in Horns, huh?
And Mommy, with her money, bought the Swatch knife and it is waiting.
Oh, he just doesn't have enough money to buy it, huh?
$15.
Ross is low on cash, huh?
$15. You want to see it?
Well, I'll get you right now. Well, did you know that
I've got $9 to go.
That I was not going to let him have it?
I wondered about that. That's why he doesn't get to have it yet.
I said he could have it when he was 10.
Guess what? I didn't even... Guess what? I used it and I get cut.
Hmm?
He didn't get cut.
Well, I think I better take a look.
And guess what? Even Mom got cut.
Oh, yeah?
And Ross.
Ross, you better eat some more dinner.
You vowed not to tell him. I didn't promise. Mom told you to.
Ross, I want you some raisins.
She did not.
Raisins must be.
Told him to what?
You told Mark not to come back.
Now I know why Ross didn't want to get dinner. He had gum.
He had gum. They both did.
Yeah, she bribed us.
She what?
She wanted to.
She bribed us, huh?
We wanted to go into a store. We didn't want to let her, so she gave us a piece of gum.
So I gave him a piece of gum.
To do it.
I just don't know about this family. I think that you just don't have the right.
But guess what?
Right,
but guess what?
The Gare Bears.
But guess what? Guys.
The Gare Bears?
You can read this, can't you?
Uh-huh.
You can?
Guys,
wow.
Guess what?
Yeah.
At the store, she gave us the Care Bears, those two, because... Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't make a fuss. Because
we were good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you were good. It's never happened with me.
Neither me. Like, I care.
Except today.
What was wrong?
What?
I don't know.
What was wrong? Why were you good?
He said he was tired. Maybe he was too tired.
Sick or something?
Sure.
He's never been good.
Yes, we have.
When? You're not supposed to be good. You kids are never good.
Sometimes.
When? Oh, come on.
Did you ever get any beer?
Hmm. Are you?
Ross, are you ever good? Oh, come on. Where are you?
In July.
In July. Well, any July now, man.
July 1st to July 31st.
July, Christmas, and Easter. June, July, August, September. No, we're good. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August,
Easter.
September, October, November, December.
I got it. One day each month.
Oh, you!
No, not January. Day. Here's raisins, okay? Now, you have your choice of graham cracker and goobers, Fritos, or another sandwich.
No sandwich.
Okay. Piece of bread, probably.
One slice.
Yeah, one slice. And then that's it. I won't make any more demands on you, okay?
What, you know where we ate? Lunch?
Goobers, please.
You know what we
Gimbals.
In Goobers, in Gimbals Restaurant.
Have you ever eaten there?
No, it's very nice. I've seen it.
It's really nice. It's quiet. They don't have any music playing.
Yeah, quite reasonable.
They have, I had roast beef on and gravy on bread.
Sort of a retreat in that noisy mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what roast beef, you know what roast beef on
man,
you know, hot roast good. Beef sandwich is like, right?
Yeah.
What is that? That's the tea room type food.
No,
this is the one you want, isn't it?
No, I'm using it for this. I only use that on bread. What the?
Well, don't put your finger in it. Just reach in with your knife.
And enjoy. Reach in and enjoy. Reach out and touch someone, Mark.
Reach out and touch that peanut butter.
reach out and touch a girlfriend.
No!
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. Dad, you better lock that mouth. Dad. Yeah. Mom got a band-aid, but I didn't.
Did Mom get stitches?
Huh?
No.
No.
Mom,
Mom got a band-aid, but I didn't.
How come? She's got blood on her.
Sure.
No, that's his sauce. Tumbling sauce.
You know, we're probably getting up the stuff on the rug.
No, I did that when I was cooking. It's flopping. Mm.
Well,
excuse me, please. How come? There's a house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am.
You have to wait till we're through.
You're the hostess with the most.
You're the host with the most. And you can't go until we're all finished.
I know that. I'm just watching.
Where's the other lid? I'll take lids and caps, though.
Right here. Now, Mark, I want you to, as soon as we're finished, take stuff, start marching downstairs with food, okay?
I want to do that.
Yeah, Mark, for the Fritos and the chips.
And the peanut butter.
Go ahead. Ready to march.
Only with my plate.
Mm-hmm.
Just plate.
I'll hand you that lid next to you, would you please?
You have some more work to do here. You haven't finished enough of that sandwich.
Marky, hand me that lid, please. Oh, and he brought cake, too.
Yeah. Well, they get that melted chocolate, right? Mm-hmm.
No, we shouldn't take our plates down. Because we're going to use them for the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Up here.
Got scissors, toothpick, tweezers, and a file and a knife.
Mm-hmm. And why is this so wonderful?
Because it has the toothpick and the...
Because who has it at school?
Jeremy.
Little Jeremy, they let him buy this?
We bought it to him for his Hanukkah present.
They did? They let him do this? Is this so he can defend himself against Tony?
No!
That voice sounded dreadful.
No!
I think one of the table legs over here is threatening me.
Does anybody want to use these?
No, okay. Me, thank you.
Go ahead and take stuff down, boys. Now, take them
off. Okay.
Down.
Ross, could you help quickly?
Up and away.
Me? Oh, great.
Toi.
Moi.
What's this for, Ross? Right? Aw, wasn't that sweet?
Moi.
You.
What do you intend to do?
Moi and...
Moi.
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 No. Moi and toi.
Moi.
No. Toi. Only toi.
One.
Moi and moi.
Only toi.
Two.
Only toi.
Three.
Only toi.
Four. Everybody.
Moi and moi.
Folks, Mark, come back here. Mark, come... Well, Ross and Mark were saying, yay, Daddy, we're not going to, Daddy's going, yay, Daddy's going. I said, aren't you going to miss me? No, we're not going to miss you. And then he came, I said, I'm going to cry, I'm going to feel sad. And then Mark came in and said, Dad, I'm still saying the opposite of what I was saying. In other words, I really will miss you. I'm not really that mean. And then he said, except now, when I'm not. So that the statement that he's saying the opposite is not saying the opposite. So he is saying the opposite.
The meaning was clear. The way he said it was dreadful.
That's really cool.
Uh-huh, what does it do?
You'll see. Well,
no, don't open it. No, Mommy does not give you permission to open it yet.
Oscar.
Yeah. Now, tell me about those bunnies. Tell me about those bunnies. Which bunnies? The bunnies.
The ones.
Yeah. Now tell me. Just tell me.
How was
your trip? Oh, very good. I had a real cold.
You did?
Real, just a real cold. That's a real whopper of a cold. Jeez. Mark said, we found those bunnies. You know, the ones that have roller skates and those things you go down snow on at Christmas?
These ones.
Mm-hmm.
I found them.
At the candy store.
Yeah. At the little candy store.
Oh. All right, guys.
Mommy.
I think I'm just going to take a look.
Can we?
Can we?
Where's
the rest
of it? Here's candy. We haven't eaten. And Mark said, what do you mean, eaten? And when Mark said, I know what you mean. What does she mean when she says eaten, Mark?
We haven't eaten the other eggs.
Corn-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Would you like to make some of
that? Well, there's other food
there
probably, too.
All right, you get what you want, then.
I mean, yeah, typically, like this. What do you mean, Mark, that there are not many black people around?
Well,
Mark said all the black people.
I'm
pretty close.
What do you think?
I don't see very much black people often.
Billy looks more like an Indian. He looks more like an Indian.
But he's supposed to be called yellow.
He is. He's more related.
Tan, but he's
more related.
To be yellow.
He's more related to the Indians.
I'm not yellow.
He is. He's closer to the Indians. The red people and the yellow people are real close.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But you're laughing at Mark's yellow because the same reason Mark doesn't think of red people.
I
don't
like Indian.
Mark, the what to him?
The same reason Mark calls red people black people.
Yeah.
Joey calls himself tan.
Anyway, what did you mean to say, Mark? So what did you mean to say?
I think he means Indian.
Let me see. What did you mean to say, Mark?
I'm trying to tell you that I don't see black people very much often.
You don't see many black people?
All the time.
There are more black people where Joey lives. Over that part of town, there are more. They're not as many over there.
Well, I'm near the rest.
No, our street, we don't have any black people.
Do you have any black people in your school?
Yeah.
Name one.
Howard.
They didn't all
Tony,
die. They didn't all die.
And Keisha.
Where do those kids live?
Just three.
I don't know. Adia, Lamia, Dion, Diop, and Dwayne.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know where the black kids live? They live over in Braddock. No, not the kids in your school. They live over in Braddock. Mm-hmm. Right.
Where's Braddock?
Braddock is over outside of the hill. Over by the steel factories.
I can name almost.
Oh, Marky, people didn't kill the black people.
Who killed the black people? Yeah, the whites killed the black people?
Oh, no,
they hated them.
Mark? Wait, Mark. I want to find out. Who killed
them? Sometimes they hated them.
Wait, let's find out what Mark knows. Let's check what Mark knows. How did the black people get here?
What do you mean?
How did the black people get here? Okay, first, how did the white people get here?
They had babies over there. Couple hundred million years.
Who was the first white guy to get here?
To the United States.
The first guy who discovered America. Who was the first? Don't do that. Don't do those crumbs.
I know.
Who was the first guy? The first guy to discover America.
Mr. Crossing all over the world.
What's his name? What's that guy's name?
I know you guys know.
How many ships did you? Wait, sit down. Hold on a second. Don't say. How many ships did you have?
Some big fat Mr. guy.
No.
Okay. Here's the deal. Joey gets to say the first name and Ross gets to say the second name.
Christopher.
Okay.
Columbus.
Very good. Christopher. Now, sit down again.
Everybody, all three of you.
Then, he discovered it. And what kind of a person was he?
White.
Italian. He's white. They're white. They're white Italian. Okay. Now, how did all the people get here? Did they all come with Christopher Columbus?
What?
What were the next bunch of people that came?
White! Back!
Come here. You made something about Thanksgiving pilgrims? How did they get here? What was the name of their ship? One boat. It wasn't the Nino, the St. Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Wait first. Before we ask Marky the name of that boat. Wait a second.
I know what the boat is.
Marky said it was the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Is that right?
No. It's the Mayflower.
Very good. Okay, sit down, Mark.
I got it.
Okay, now, how did the black people get here?
That was Joey who answered the main
one. Yeah. How did the black people get here? Mark has to answer this one.
Black?
Who brought the black people here? Did they want to come here? Did the black people want to come here?
Yeah.
Nope. Who made the black people come here?
What are your jokes?
I think they were already here. They were already here? What about you?
What was your
white name?
How did they make them?
Washington.
And what happened to them when they got here? You don't have to. They made them into slaves. They brought them here to make slaves.
They went to Africa and they stole these people. They
put them in irons and they put them on a boat. You want some more?
They brought them over.
No. You get a little bit. Chop your finger. You want a little piece? You can have a piece.
A little piece.
Keep going.
Your plate. Okay, now how did the red people get here? We found out how the white people got here.
Ooh, I know.
We found out how the white people got here. Let's see if Mark can know. Let me ask Mark.
How did the red people get here?
White
people went to.